This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. A huge amount of money is on its way to Alaska tribes under the American Rescue Plan Act passed by the U.S. Congress in March. Alaska tribes will receive over $1 billion of the $1.9 trillion the act provides. Unlike the CARES Act funding, which had a short deadline, tribes can take as long as 3 years to spend these funds. Teresa Jacobson of the Alaska Association of Tribal Administrators says tribes will have more leeway on how to spend the funds, but the government can't give tribal members checks.
You can't do that. You'll end up having to pay it back. You have to show a need, which is show basic living essentials like housing and rent expenses, utilities, internet connectivity, personal cleaning and sanitation products. You have to tie the money to a COVID-related need.
Tribes will also have to carefully document the spending because their records will have to be reviewed by auditors. They can spend part of the funds to get professional help for managing and auditing the spending, but Jacobson says here, too, they need to be careful because the word has now gotten out and there are some unscrupulous people who will want to take advantage of small tribal groups. At one of the meetings held by the Alaska Association of Tribal Administrators, a lawyer shared stories about what happened to some tribes outside.
Horror stories about some tribes in the lower 48 that they represent that were taken advantage of by consultants or contractors, you know, with this big pot of money. So what we've been telling the tribes is be mindful. Yes, it's appropriate and necessary sometimes to use an outside entity to help support some of these needs. But what we want to make sure that they're doing their due diligence.
Jacobson says the Alaska Association of Tribal Administrators has a list available of reputable auditors and other resources to help tribes. They can be reached at 907-222-1310. That's 222-1310. Or go to the website akta.org. Moving to sports. The high school state basketball tournament kicks off this afternoon and runs through the weekend. YK Delta girls team, the Chivac Comets, will face Tok at 3 p.m. KYUK's Olivia Eberts caught up with the Comets during a practice session in an Anchorage gym earlier this week.
These are the sounds of the Chivac Comets in practice mode. They're squeezing in one final practice before their state tournament starts. And they need that practice. Chivac's season has only been a few weeks long.
We're in a lockdown until March 1. And so prior to our regionals, we only had 2 weeks of practice. And before state, this is, you know, third week of practice.
That was assistant coach Mary Olron. She used to be head coach, but switched with coach Priscilla Machan earlier this year after she adopted a baby. The two coaches have been working together for nearly a decade. They joke that Ulron, who's Yupik from Mountain Village, is the English coach, while Priscilla is the Chupik coach. Ulron says this tournament will test a strategy that was set in place years ago. They've been training the girls to be aggressive since they were elementary students, to go in for the steal instead of just standing back and waving their arms to block the ball.
They're really aggressive. We did a fundraiser and bought everybody knee pads. We encourage them to dive for the ball and really go for the ball.
The knee pads are on as I watch the Comets practice. All those years of coaching appear to be paying off. The Comets are about half graduating seniors now, and they won the regional tournament this month for the first time in 11 years. And this will be the coaches' first time at the state tournament in their decade of coaching.
It's a really big deal for us. We were getting a lot of criticisms at home for losing, but we saw potential, and we knew that they could do it, and they definitely did. They've really proven themselves to be the team that we've always hoped to have.
Some of the seniors went to boarding school for part of high school, but are now back on the team, basically reuniting a version of the team that has been playing together since a winning season back in middle school.
Our seventh grade year, we were undefeated with the kind of the team we have right now.
14-0.
And the way we play ball together, really good.
That's Haley Olron and Anya Pingayak. They also shouted out to Chivak during their interview with me.
We wouldn't have been here if it weren't for the community to vote.
If it weren't for the community.
Yeah, so
why is that?
They put out a petition for the community to vote to have a season or not.
And, like, everyone voted yes. We convinced our principal to let us have ball season. And it was tough, but, like, we fought for it. We did it.
And it's a good thing we did because we're region champs.
Yeah, we got so lucky.
The girls say the basketball season has been a bright spot in their pandemic year, a year that has struck Chivak particularly hard. The village has weathered high COVID case rates. A third of the community tested positive for the virus, and the school superintendent died from complications with the disease. A recent fire destroyed the community's old school and cut off running water and sewer to about 20 homes, including Coach Mary Olron's. There's a search currently on pause for two men who went missing the same day as the fire. Senior Ashley Olron says their team making it to state helps.
It, like, brightened our town.
She had rolled her ankle earlier on the court, but it was feeling better after Coach Priscilla Machan stepped in with a traditional Chupik healing method at the bench. She was pressing on the bottom of her foot, looking for and curing the spots that revealed injury.
You know how to feel for the muscles and where they're tight?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. It's like I'm their nurse in a Chupik way.
Machan also says she teaches the girls traditional Chupik life skills, known as Chuyarak, when they're away at tournaments. She pauses occasionally in her speech to encourage the scrimmaging girls on the court.
I also counsel them while we're on the trips. We do life skills too on our trips. She does the English one and I do the traditional one. I love these girls.
The coaches and the girls all think they have a shot at winning their section, 2A, which represents Alaska's bigger villages. Coach Mary Olron says their biggest rival is Point Hope, who has had a longer season of practice but is on the other side of the bracket. If they face them, it will only be during the championship game. Which, I'm Olivia Eberts.
If the Comets had waited one more day to leave, they would not have been allowed out of the community. Chivak announced two more cases of COVID after months of no new cases and locked the village down, allowing no one to travel out. Sports will likely be canceled for the rest of the season. Tune into KYUK 640 AM at 3 p.m. this afternoon to hear the Chivak Comets compete against the Tok Wolverines. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.